Thank you for taking some time out as you end the work week by exploring with me the Gospel according to John. The Bible's New Testament opens with the Gospel according to Matthew, then Mark, with Luke up next, and followed by John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. All four Gospels are flooded with details regarding the birth, life, death, and the all-important resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The Bible is the single most important and life-changing book that you will ever read, and the Gospels are the centerpiece of it. This is God's Word to our hearts, and Jesus is the Word. This is what we've seen this week here on God Is, as we have dug deeply into John chapter 1 and verse 18 over the last few days. As we get going today, let me read again this gem in John 1. This is John 1, verse 18. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. The last four words that captured our attention yesterday were these. He has explained him. Let me put this to you plainly. Jesus explains God to us. Jesus explains God to us. And he can do this because Jesus is God. God has chosen to reveal himself to the world. God self-reveals through himself. We cannot see God, but God sees us, and God sends himself to us, thereby making it possible for us to see as much of him as he reveals in his Son, Jesus Christ, so that when you and I look at Christ, we see God. This is why Jesus Christ is God explained. The only possible way for you and I to see God is if God reveals himself to us, and he does this through Jesus. He has explained him. Jesus changes everything. Jesus is God in human flesh. So when we look at Jesus, we see God. And this is reason to rejoice, celebrate, and to throw a party. What a move! God is here. Jesus is God come down, and now all of us, if we so desire, have access to the living God. Jesus reveals God to us. Would you like to have God explained to you? If so, Jesus explains him. Recently, someone said to me, "None of us have a perfect picture of God." None of us have a perfect picture of God. And I appreciated the comment because I think with that one comment, he was summarizing one of the most widespread and popular opinions about knowing God in this culture. None of us have the perfect picture of God, meaning you know some truth about God, and I know some truth about God that you don't know, and you know some truth I don't know, and the Muslims and the Buddhists and the Hindus and the Jehovah's Witnesses and this person and that person know something about God that's also true, and on we go. And I thought about this, but responded, no, we do have a perfect picture of God. He is Jesus Christ. All other pictures of God are lies, false, and wrong. There is only one perfect picture of God, and he is Jesus. And not just anyone's Jesus, but Jesus the Christ, God's Son, who is proclaimed on the pages of the Bible. The only true and authentic Jesus. Jesus, the only way to God. This Jesus who we will follow and read and study and experience here on God Is. Someone else said to me, "You sound very exclusive and absolute. The only way?" Yes. Jesus is the only way to God because Jesus is God. You and I either follow Jesus to God or we do not arrive at the one, true, and only God. This is what the Bible clearly teaches. So if this offends you, that's okay. Because it is God who has decided that through Jesus alone, he will reveal himself. To know God, you have to know Jesus. If you do not know Jesus intimately, personally, then you do not know God. Now, some of you may hear this as pride. You might react, "Who are you to say that Jesus is the only way to God. Who is anyone to make that claim? But I do not mean to be prideful. I've already told you that I am no big deal. Really, I'm no big deal. I'm only God's servant. But the reason that I can say with such certainty that Jesus is the way to God is because I believe what Jesus says in the Bible. I accept what he says about himself to be true. And if you will read the Gospels, it will become obvious to you too that we do have a perfect picture of God. Now, of course, if you reject the Bible, then you will never agree that Jesus is God and that Jesus shows the only way to God. Once the Word of God is no longer a part of your life, then you'll believe anything, because you have no way to sift through what is true and what is false. Your source for truth is sitting on a shelf somewhere collecting dust, or the Bible app has long ago been deleted from your phone and tablet. That's tragic. Get out that Bible and read it again. Download a Bible app and read it for the first time. Listen to an audio Bible as the Gospel of John is read to you. I use the New American Standard Bible, NASB. That's the English version closest to the original meaning of the Hebrew, Greek, and the Aramaic text. Now, when you read, for example, the Gospel of John, you'll read the little phrase, "He has explained him," at the end of John 1 and verse 18. And then if you keep reading, you will come to some other verses, just within John's writing alone, where Jesus testifies, or Jesus says of himself, that he is God. Listen, for example, to Jesus. So I am quoting Jesus directly now, in John chapter 10, verse 30. "I and the Father are one." Jesus claims to be God. "I, Jesus, and the Father, God, are one." That's quite a claim. But notice how he states it so matter-of-fact. Jesus puts this in language we can understand. And if you think that's direct, now listen to Jesus again in John chapter 14 and verse 9. John 14, 9, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Whoa! Jesus says, if you look at me, you're looking at God. Powerful. And again, to the point. All of us can understand this statement. This is not a gray area. It's black and white. It's definitive. You see me, you see God, so says Jesus. Period. And of course, this follows what is perhaps the best known, but least followed statement of Jesus, found in John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Let me quote Jesus again just to make sure you got it. "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Now that is exclusive. That is absolute. That's truth. And what will be your response to Jesus? Now my personal response has been to say, yes, you, Jesus, are definitely the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no way I'm going to come to God any other way. Literally, no other way except through you, Jesus. Any other proposals, I reject. Any other ideas are not worth exploring. Jesus alone is the perfect picture of God. Now that's what I have decided to do in my life. You have to decide for yourself, obviously. All of us have to decide for ourselves. You can reject Jesus, or you can accept Jesus. But one thing you cannot do after you hear the truth from Jesus is to ignore him and hope that he just goes away. He is not going away. As we heard this week, he was at the beginning and he will be at the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the A and the Z, the beginning and the end. Jesus is eternal. May I make a suggestion that I hope you'll take seriously? Spend some time this weekend reading Jesus in the Bible. As much as you can, come at the Bible with an open mind. My recommendation is that you read anywhere in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament, as I mentioned earlier. If you want to engage with what we're doing here, read John's Gospel. Start with the first chapter and read on from there. Should you have a question or comment, or even should you think, nah, this isn't for me, or, well, I can disprove this. I can easily disprove this. Drop me an email and let's talk. My personal email address, mark@markaswallow.com, mark@markaswallow.com. Or you can always leave a comment on the God Is Facebook and Twitter accounts. God Is, W-E-Z-E. That's God Is, W-E-Z-E. I'd welcome the dialogue. Really, truly, genuinely, let's talk. Now, let me tell you that next week is also going to be exciting as we get together again on Monday. There's so much to learn from Jesus in John's Gospel that my mind, heart, and tongue are stumbling all over each other with anticipation of sharing this with you. Why not bring along a spouse, a son and daughter, a son and daughter-in-law, grandchildren, friends, colleagues? Tell a stranger, even invite an enemy to listen via WEZE on the radio, AM 590 Monday through Friday at 4:30, or via the podcast later that is available at the WEZE website. I hope you'll attend a gospel-believing church on Sunday, and then join me Monday for God Is.